the best tablet you've never heard of. Aldo Cube 10, on March 4th in the Tech Republic newsletter by Jack Wallen. The first time I heard the name, I thought it was the title of an album or a band from the 80s. Truth be told, the Aldo Cube 10 is a result of an Indiegogo campaign from a manufacturer in China. I was contacted by one of their employees asking if I'd like to give the 10 a go. Naturally, I'm not one to turn down a review of a tablet, laptop, or desktop, so I agreed. I wasn't expecting much. To be frank, those low expectations were blown away. Maybe it was that I'd set the bar a bit low for such products, or maybe it was just that I'd found so many low-end Android tablets to lack on just about every conceivable level. After all, what could a price point of $269 US deliver? Far more than you'd think. Let's take a look. The specs. The specs of the Aldo Cube 10 are surprisingly solid. Display, 2K Super AMOLED 10.5-inch display running at 2560 by 1600 pixels with a 100,000:1 contrast ratio, 16 to 10 aspect ratio, 288 pixels per inch PPI, and 300 nits brightness. Processor, MediaTek MT8176 ARM Cortex-A72/A53 hexa-core 64-bit CPU with clock speeds of up to 2.1 GHz and IMG PowerVR GX6250 GPU at 600 MHz. Audio, AKM Hi-Fi chip to minimize distortion. Harmonics, noise and other disturbance with audio processing to produce Hi-Fi sound quality. Memory and storage. 4 GB LPDDR3 RAM, 64 GB eMMC storage, and support for up to 128 GB micro SD card. Operating system, Android 8.1, Oreo. Fingerprint scanner. Chassis, all metal, unibody design at 6.9 millimeter, ultra slim, 45 by 175 by 6.9 millimeters. Camera, 8 megapixel front plus 8 megapixel rear dual camera. Battery, 8,000 milliamp hour lithium ion battery to deliver up to 8 hours of movies and TV shows. Pump Express 2.0 quick charge, 5 volt, 7 volt, 9 volt, 2 amp or 12 volt, 1.5 amp power adapter. Connectivity, 802.11a, b, g, and ac, 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz dual band Wi-Fi, Bluetooth 4.2 and USB C port, and 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. These specs are decent, especially given the price, but the specs don't really give away how impressive this low-cost Android tablet really is. The design. Upon unboxing the Aldo Cube, the first thing that hit me was the design. It's square. I like square. I don't know why I like square, but it works for me. Sure, there is a slight rounding of the corners to prevent the accidental jabbing and scratching, but the device is a nice, thin, flat, square piece of tech. This design makes the Aldo Cube 10 very easy to hold in your hands, no matter if it's used in horizontal or vertical mode. The power and volume buttons are on the left edge of the 10 in the upper left corner. The fingerprint scanner is found on the right edge of the 10 in the upper right corner. Personally, I find this layout helps prevent accidental tapping of the power or volume buttons. Having the fingerprint scanner on its own makes perfect sense, and not having it on the display makes handling the tablet simple and helps to prevent unwanted fingerprint smudges. The display. Once the first impression of the design was out of the way, I turned on the 10 to see how it fared. As per usual, it took me about 2 minutes to get signed in into my Google account and have everything ready to go. Kudos to Google for making the new Android experience so incredibly easy, especially compared to a new iOS device. The second I saw the display, I completely forgot about the price of the 10. This display equals, and in some cases, best displays on tablets costing twice the price. I compared the 10 to my wife's Samsung Galaxy Tab X4, which retails for around $650. And the 10 stood toe-to-toe with the pricier device. Both are running Super AMOLED displays at the same resolution. The one caveat to the display is, running at high resolution means sacrificing text size for certain elements. Take, for instance, the notification shade. Fortunately, you can adjust the font size in Settings, then Display, then Advanced Font Size. Drag the font size slider all the way to the right, and those on-screen fonts will be much more readable, especially for older eyes. The performance. The performance of the 10 is equally surprising, especially given the price point. The MediaTek MT8176 is an upper mainstream ARM processor, introduced in October of 2016. With two Cortex A72 CPU cores running at up to 2.1 GHz and four Cortex A53 cores for power saving in a big little configuration. The GPU is based on the IMG Series 6XT Rogue, has the designation PowerVR GX6250 clocked at 600 MHz, and includes a video decoder with 4K and H.265 support. In layman's terms, the Aldo 10 performs very, very well. Apps install and load fast and smooth, and there's next to no delay found with any task. Open Chrome and point it to a website, and the page will load with speeds you won't find on tablets in this same price range. Period. The camera. Here's where the love affair ends. I'll preface this by saying that it's a very rare occasion when I use a tablet's camera. In fact, I don't remember the last time I used a tablet camera. But out of curiosity, I had to give it a test. I took the same photo with the Aldo Cube 10 and my Pixel 3. I know, that's a totally unfair comparison. And the results are shocking. Suffice it to say, you won't be buying the Aldo Cube 10 for the camera. If you do, be prepared to not be impressed. Even with the camera's HDR feature enabled, I wasn't able to snap a picture that even remotely compared to that of the Pixel 3. The conclusion. I'm going to make this simple. Camera notwithstanding, no matter your budget, if you're looking for a solid performing tablet with a well thought out design, the Aldo Cube 10 is a solid choice. Are there better tablets on the market? Certainly. However, to find a marked improvement in performance, you will pay nearly twice the price as the 10. At $269 US, this tablet is a no-brainer.